Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Fourth week of Lent, Wednesday. Another Australian film, Peter, The Boys Are Back.
It is, yes. I think The Boys Are Back is a wonderful film. Some people have found it a bit sentimental, but as I watched it, I was glad I saw it because it's about a father whose wife dies and he's left with a six-year-old boy and how he bonds with the boy and tries to manage being both mother and father is, I think it's wonderfully done. And Clive Owen is the father who you don't normally think of in that kind of role. He's either in Duplicity or The International, perhaps an international spy or police, but he's rather down to earth and he's an English migrant to South Australia. He had been married previously and he has a teenage son back in England, and this son is invited out for a holiday. And the whole question is whether the other son will come to Australia and how he will be a father.
It didn't look like this when Artie's mother was alive.
Daddy, are you
all right? Shouldn't a woman look after children?
Artie, shoes, hurry up!
You've got them on the wrong feet.
These are the only feet I've got.
Hurry!
Have you taken the rubbish out?
Not yet.
Do I have to do everything around here?
Why are you so angry?
What makes you think I'm angry?
What chance do they stand now?
They've got you.
We can do it. I promise.
The gospel is part of a discourse or a speech that Jesus gives after the gospel we had yesterday of the man wanting to be healed. And so Jesus does a reflection for his listeners, the scribes and the Pharisees and the people, about his relationship with the Father, hence the connection. And John's gospel is very full of language about Jesus' oneness with the Father, his relationship with the Father, manifesting the Father. And so I thought, any film which treats fathers as seriously and as feelingly as The Boys Are Back will actually remind us of Jesus and his relationship to the Father, Father and Son.
We've had this, haven't we? I mean, we've talked again about the pursuit of happiness and just recently A River Runs Through It as well. So we do see these themes time and time again, don't we?
We do. And while most films probably emphasise the role of mother and son and mother and daughter, I think it's valuable, like the films you've mentioned and this one, to be able to see something of fatherly love in action. And I suppose a personal touch, my mother died when I was seven and my father was left with my brother and myself. And as I watched the film, I found I was thinking of him and how in his mid-30s, how did he cope with the loss of his wife and dealing with us two boys. So I felt very challenged by the film, and I suppose that's why I wanted to talk about it in connection with this gospel.